Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today we are covering Pottawatomie County on our show, as we do on the fourth Tuesday of each month. We'll start off getting a health department update first. And joining us via telephone today, we have two guests. We have Public Information Officer Crystal Malchos, who's also the HR director there. Good morning.
Morning.
And Lisa Kenworthy, Pottawatomie County Health Department Director, joins us as well. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Brandon.
So latest numbers we saw yesterday, we saw 9 cases in Pottawatomie County of the coronavirus, 4 active cases. The numbers have stayed relatively low so far. How's testing going over there in Pottawatomie County?
Total, we've tested 179, and our numbers have changed since yesterday. As of this morning, we have 3 that are active positive that we're monitoring closely. And then we have 6 that have recovered. And then, of course, we have 5 that we're still waiting on results for. But total, we've tested 179 as of this morning.
All right. Well, the numbers, again, still relatively low. You are seeing more recoveries there, and that's at least a little encouraging, I would imagine, Lisa.
Yes, it is, yeah. And our numbers of active, yeah, have stayed low. We have seen an increase in testing, so that is, you know, good news and encouraging news.
As far as the cases that are active here, they're all Wamego residents, is that right?
Brandon, it's Crystal. Mm-hmm. We're no longer providing location information. It was brought to our attention that we have a number of small communities in our county. And while if I'm a 50-year-old female in Wamego, it might not be easy to identify me. But if I'm a 50-year-old female in, say, Fosoria, it might be a lot easier. So we've decided to no longer identify the specific location in Pottawatomie County where someone has tested positive.
Okay, and that's a privacy issue. That way you protect the privacy of the patient.
Correct. And if everything ended, you know, staying at home right now, practicing social distancing, and only making essential errands, then their risk is no greater if they know where it's at than if they don't know where it's at.
Very good. Well, as far as you mentioned, testing has increased, and that's good news. I know a lot of counties have been waiting for that to get better. Sounds to me, at least from what I'm hearing, overall statewide, we're getting some more encouraging news that maybe we've hit the peak. Is that what you're hearing, Lisa?
Yes, it is, which is good news.
So as a result, then, I don't know what the governor's plans are here, but you know, the state stay-at-home order is set to expire on May 3rd, which is this Sunday. If that does, in fact, happen, when will we start seeing some other orders lifted here locally?
We are currently working on finalizing a reopening act for Pottawatomie County. It will be done in phases. We're hoping to finalize that today, yet until we hear from the governor what is specific to the state of Kansas, which we understand she's going to come out with on Thursday. We can't specifically finalize and publish ours because she may allow something or not allow something that we have in our plan. So as soon as we have hers and we can finalize ours, we will get that published.
Okay, very good. Well, and then I heard yesterday there was an intergovernmental luncheon here locally. Sounds like there's a task force being formed in the Manhattan area. It's going to be comprised of Riley, Pottawatomie County, and Geary County individuals. Do you know yet who's going to serve on that from the Pottawatomie County side, either of you?
No, not yet. I did sit in on the meeting yesterday afternoon with the areas that are affected, and we were notified that they wanted somebody from the county. So I sent that to our commissioners and our county administrator and asked them to identify someone so that we could let the Greater Manhattan Area Task Force know who would represent Pottawatomie County.
All right. Yeah, I know, and speaking to some different folks, the past week I spoke with Congressman Roger Marshall, and, you know, he's a doctor himself. He's been working on the front lines out in Wyandotte County. At least he was last week. And he told me that kind of the interesting thing about the coronavirus is the different ways it presents on these individuals. Lisa, I'm curious, and I don't know if you have, if you're privy to this information or not, but just kind of what are some of the different ways it's presented on the cases you've seen here locally?
It varies. You know, we're like the state are kind of finding not the classical symptoms that they originally thought. So it varies is what we're finding out as well.
Has anybody had it more severe of the 9 cases you've seen so far?
We don't have any hospitalized at this point.
Okay, well, I think that's great news to hear that, and it seems to be there's less of those. It seems like even at the state level, I think it was under 500 yesterday.
Yes, yes, and that is, I know the numbers, you know, kind of maybe look alarming, but we know we are going to have positives, just as Secretary Norman has said, and we know we are going to have positives in Pottawatomie County. What our goal is to decrease those hospitalizations, taking care of those vulnerable populations, monitoring so they maintain safety. So, yes, decreased hospitalization is the goal.
Very good. Well, is there any other things you want the public to know here right now as far as maintaining the proper social distancing or anything else?
We just want to remind citizens that even when the stay-at-home order is lifted and we reopen in phases, that the best thing that they can do is keep practicing what we've been doing. If you don't have to go somewhere, don't go. If you can maintain that 6-foot social distancing, stay that far away. Wash your hands often, sanitize. Even if you're allowed to go in mass gatherings sometime in the future, try to limit your exposure.
Is there,
yes, and
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to tag on. There's a lot of information, you know, like what Crystal has just mentioned. We push it out as quickly as we get it or that it's finalized. But always check KDHE's website. They've changed the look of theirs, trying to be able to navigate easier. There's the county website, the county Facebook page. You know, there's lots of information out there that we're trying to educate the community about.
And if anyone's interested, we do push out a community update every day on Facebook, well, weekdays on Facebook, between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, that's good to know. And, you know, with the spring travel season, I don't know what it's going to look like here in a few weeks. We got Memorial Day weekend, and something tells me that if the stay-at-home order is out, people may want to start getting out a little bit more. Are you worried about travel coming into Pottawatomie County going forward, Lisa?
That's always a concern at this point. You know, obviously, the more we're traveling, the more likelihood that someone is going to come down with corona. So that's an ongoing concern.
Forgive me if I'm incorrect here, but most of the cases that you've seen in Pottawatomie, they've been travel-related, isn't that right?
Some of them have been. That is part of our investigation, as well as all health departments, is identifying travel, you know, and where they have been.
We did note this morning, though, that none of ours has been community spread.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That was already the case here a few weeks ago in Manhattan, but good to know that it's not the case as much in Pottawatomie. It seems like people are heeding the travel restrictions in place right now. And I don't know. I know the state came out with a list of grades for each county. What has Pottawatomie County received an update on that in recent days?
If you're talking about the tracking through like GPS and that, you know, that they have stated in the state that that's not completely relevant because we do have a very rural county, you know, more so than Riley. So we may have a lower grade, I guess you could say, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are not abiding by, or the citizens are not abiding by, or taking the stay-at-home seriously. We just have further to travel, and we have lots of farmers that are in their tractors. So we just keep reiterating the importance of staying home, only going for essential travel, things of that such.
Okay. And in terms of if anybody has any other health department concerns unrelated to coronavirus, I know that you guys help out with a lot of other things, including WIC and other SNAP benefits such as that. How are people accessing that right now?
Right now, we encourage them to call the health department. We have decreased our services for several reasons. One, to protect the citizens. We don't want them getting out any more than they necessarily need to. And, you know, with the coronavirus and the investigation that we have to do, that is kind of the primary focus right now. But call the health department. You know, we can help them, direct them to resources they need, or, you know, help them make appointments and things like that.
All right, very good. Well, I don't have any other questions. Lisa, Crystal, thank you so much. And we'll continue to hope that we'll see those numbers stay low.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.